Well, getting your heart broken is bad enough, but imagine also losing hundreds of thousands of dollars in the process. The financial markets watchdog says there's been a surge during the pandemic in scammers targeting online daters. Scammers typically form a relationship online with their target and then ask for money. But this new wave of fraud is more subtle, and the experts say it's more sinister. Here's our business reporter, David Taylor.
Jan Marshall fell in love online. At 59, she was new to Melbourne and feeling lonely.
I went online looking for somebody to explore with Victoria with. I was approached by what I thought was a very good-looking engineer, and within 72 days of contact, I had fallen in love, agreed to marry him.
Months later, it became clear Jan Marshall was hooked into a scam.
And then loaned him over $260,000. And once he broke contact with me, I realised that that was a scam and I was not going to get that money back.
Are you surprised at how easily and quickly you fell in love with him?
Not now I understand how sophisticated scammers are.
The coronavirus economic crisis has created what the securities market regulator calls a perfect storm. There's been a surge in loneliness, leaving people more vulnerable to romance scams. And as hundreds of thousands of jobs are made redundant, more Australians are looking to earn extra cash through investments.
And what we've seen is an increase in people investing money at the sort of suggestion or advice of this person they've met through a dating app, and we've not seen that before.
That's Warren Day, Executive Director of Assessment Intelligence at ASIC. He says, alarmingly, there's been a 20% increase in reported scams between March and May this year compared to last year.
These scammers are really good. So what they're doing is they're creating fictitious broking houses, fictitious platforms. And so sometimes we've seen that they're passing off on a very similar name to a licensed Australian financial services provider or broker. And in fact, we've had a number of financial services brokers come to us saying, we're aware of people creating similar business names to us, but they are operating offshore. So, you know, people have to mind the detail in this and be very careful who they're dealing with.
The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission warns more businesses are also falling victim to scammers. Its research shows business phishing scams, where employees are coerced to hand over login details, caused the highest losses across all scam types in 2019, costing businesses $132 million. ASIC has this advice for online daters and businesses without adequate cybersecurity.
The first thing you should do is stop talking to the people who operate the scam. Once you're onto it, you've got to realise your money's gone. No matter what you say to them, the money's gone. So just stop talking to them. That's the first thing you should do.
But the problem for many victims is that by the time they realise they're caught in the scam, it's too late. Patrick Gray from Risky Business is an expert in cybersecurity. He has a painfully simple message for anyone dating online or engaged in online business, which covers just about the entire population.
Don't give anyone you've met on the internet money. It's as simple as that. There's one red flag, and it's a very simple one. Don't give the money, whether that's for travel tickets so that you can meet up, whether it's for investments or gifts or emergency surgery. Don't give money to people you've met on the internet.
Jan Marshall says taking that advice would have saved her hundreds of thousands of dollars. Right at a point in life, she needs it the most.
People are approaching you saying, hi there, you know, I like the look of you. More than likely it's a scam. Do not engage with these sorts of unsolicited contacts.
Online scam target Jan Marshall. David Taylor with that report.